You are listening to Heidi Stevens, the podcast. This month of September, I am changing things up and delivering a podcast every day. Wow, this is a stretch for me, and I am both very excited and also a little terrified at the same time, but I'm grateful for you being on the journey with me. If you are new to the podcast, welcome aboard. I'm keeping these bite-sized, and the intention behind this daily drop is to keep you energized, to keep you inspired, and to keep you focused on your path and journey to living your best life. Here we go. Okay, so here we go, my friends. I made a commitment last night to show up every single day here on the podcast for the month of September. And I want to share with you where that came from and why I'm doing it and the intention behind this commitment. It feels like a stretch. It feels like a challenge. And for those of you that want to, you know, stretch into something new, I want to invite you to come right along with me during these 30 days. So yesterday was my 100th episode on the podcast, and it felt like a nice milestone. Simultaneously, I have been introduced and been connecting with a new entrepreneurial girlfriend. Those of you that like my podcast, I'm sure you're going to love her. Her name's Heather Chauvin. I'll probably have her on as a guest at some point soon. And go check out her podcast. It's called Your Mom is in Control. And she's just a total soul sister, and we speak the exact same language. And so her and I have been going back and forth and connecting, and I've been checking out her stuff. And I went to her podcast and I said, oh my goodness, you have over 700 episodes. How long have you been doing this? And she shared that she started it 4 years ago, and I think it was just last year in 2019, she challenged herself to drop an episode every day the entire year. And when she shared this with me, there was something about it, the consistency, I just got this tingly feeling and this kind of like nervousness, but also this excitement. And I was like, what would it look like if I did that? And it's not about more and like getting to a certain number. It was, for me, it was about really stretching myself out of my comfort zone to show up in a really consistent way. And the podcast has been an interesting vehicle for me. I haven't gone all in on it in the past, and I have shared, I think, on the podcast that, you know, I have struggled with a level of perfectionism on here and feeling like it has to be just right, or it needs to be edited just right. And I don't really have, like, I'm not hiring the team to edit in that way these days. And so, it's easy for me to show up on Instagram and on Insta stories, and I love showing up there. But there's also this feeling of like, it's so fleeting, you know, Insta stories just delete in 24 hours. And I have so many people that are like, oh, I missed that, or what are you talking about here, or catching, you know, the second bit of it. And then if I want to record something longer, I need to turn on my video and do an IGTV. And all this to say, I want to try this out, and I want to see how this goes. And I feel like it's a gateway for even more authenticity and vulnerability, and for me just showing up just as I am and really delivering to all of you a bite-sized inspiration on a daily basis. I think we all need consistency in our life. And really the intention is to be that kind of anchor, be that, like, you know, I just, if nothing else, I'm just going to tune in and listen to this podcast for 10 minutes. And my hope is that it sparks something inside of you, that you feel some real inspiration and kind of an energetic vault, if you will, by listening to this. And so with that, I want to ask you for a favor. For those of you that are loyal listeners, would you be so kind to support me in this kind of energetic exchange, which would look something like, if you're not already subscribed, you know, go ahead and subscribe. Shoot me a DM and just say, hey, this is awesome. I'm on board, or, you know, I'm going to follow along on the journey with you. And what also would be just so helpful is send me any topics, or better yet, what are you feeling most challenged by right now? And get granular. Like, not just I'm, you know, nervous about the state of the world. Yes, we all are. But like, what's really going on in your life that you feel is the kind of the biggest thing, business-wise, you know, personally, that you're like, yeah, I'm just really bumping up against this. And if, you know, you could just speak on your own experience on this area, it might be helpful. So those kinds of things, I crave the interaction and the connection with my community. And those types of interactions really keep me going. For anyone that has a podcast or has thought about one, you know, one of the challenges that I find with it is that there's no direct feedback and there's no direct interaction. Whereas when I, you know, do an Instagram feed or do a DM, like there's a lot of back and forth. So I'm going to ask that of you guys, especially this month as I'm kind of stretching into, you know, something new. So today I just wanted to share kind of what this is all about and my intentions behind it, and also invite you all to think about what you would. Is there something that would stretch you out of your comfort zone that you could commit to for 30 days? And it definitely doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, showing up in your business in a certain way. I have moms that listen to this podcast. Maybe it's getting out in nature and putting your feet in the grass every day for 5 minutes. Maybe you feel called to start a meditation practice, or maybe you want to stretch yourself and get up a little bit earlier than your kids, right? This isn't about perfectionism. It's not about if you do it for 3 days and then you miss a day, that's fine. Here's the thing. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So if we want to stretch, if we want to experience different things, more expanded versions of ourselves in our lives, we've got to try and do new things. And the way that I have consistently done that in the past is I get into groups. I have, you know, higher level conversations. I invest in myself with coaches and different people. And, you know, my genuine hope of this podcast is to show you what's possible for your own life, to remind you that stretching out of your comfort zone, shifting your energy, keeping you inspired, keeping you managing your energy really is the gateway to creating the life, more joy, more happiness, inner peace that you want. And, you know, I'll just share that is the work that we're doing in Align Higher. It is for women that are in business, and it's also for women that are not in business. I had a dear friend of mine today say, I'm really, you know, I'm not quite sure what's going on with my business, and I'm really, you know, working on mommy stuff and my routine and you know, some things around the house. Like, do you think it'd be a good fit for me? And I said, 100%. Align Higher is going to be kind of the program that is for all women. This is the base, foundational principles that I mainly learned getting my master's in spiritual psychology, which was a 3-year, very intense program around how to use spiritual principles, tools, and techniques. This is not about religion. This is about calling on a power greater than yourself. This is about giving yourself permission to do things that you know, that you love. This is about having brave conversations. This is about being in integrity with yourself. This is about learning to let go of the old patterns that our mind and that our egos have locked us into. And so that's what we're doing in the 6-week boot camp Align Higher. And that is the perfect place for you to challenge yourself to do something out of your comfort zone for 30 days. So we are starting next week. And for those of you that have already joined, I want you to start thinking about, like, what could be that thing? And you know that when you start thinking about it, maybe for some of you, it's going to be dropping alcohol. I did that in pretty much the month of August, the end of July, August. I did 30 days, no wine. And I just needed to take a reprieve. It felt really, really, really good. For everyone, it's going to be a different kind of stretch. And here I am going on this, you know, this stretch with this 30-day challenge on the podcast. Come along the journey with me. Get, you know, let me know what your stretch is. And if you feel called to have a support system, to have me there with you, It is a, it's a small group. It's a soulful group. It's a women of conscious women, in Align Higher. Go ahead and join us there. You can go to alignhigher.heidistevens/enroll now. And, I look forward to really being on this journey with you, sending you my love. I'm going to keep these very bite-sized and my intention is to keep them under 10 minutes. All right. Have a beautiful Tuesday. Bye-bye.